It is hour number two of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. At 1:45, where are we at in society? Penn State just canceled the words freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. At 1:30, we have some NFL trades that make sense according to the USA Today, including a Cowboys deal. And in mere minutes, it's our weekly chat with the great Jeff Ward. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Hope you're having a good Tuesday. It is hour number two, and yes, we do this each and every Tuesday, talking to the great Jeff Ward. Before we do that, just a reminder, we do have the Mavericks on tonight. Late, you got to stay up, get your coffee, 9:30, Mavericks and Clippers. Mavs trying to go up 2-0, and had a little college bowl projection discussion. As you could imagine, Texas fans were not thrilled to see the Cheez-It Bowl show up on bowl projections. Plus, we've talked about NIL. It did pass in the state of Texas. We'll get Jeff's thoughts on that coming up as well. We go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. Even though he's sitting right over there, we want to give Vaqueros their love because their food is tasty. It is Jeff Ward, jeffwardshow.com. Check him out live each weekday now as a part of the Hot Pie Media Group. How are you, sir?
Good.
We have a couple things we wanted to get your thoughts on. But the first one is a unique story in college recruiting that I don't ever recall. And everybody that covers recruiting can't recall this ever happening. But there's a young man that's a running back at Klein Kane High School in the Houston area. His name is Jaden Blue. He is a 4-star, I believe, and thought of by some as the best running back in America. And he's a verbal to Texas, 22 class, but now he has decided to opt out of his senior year, and he laid out his reasoning for it. Some people think there might be some things behind the scenes, but at least up on the table, he's told us sort of his reasoning and wear and tear and stuff. Give me your thoughts on this, man. You've been covering football a long time. You've seen a lot of things. What did this one do to you?
I don't want to sound like an old grouchy old man, but are you kidding me? Really? I read it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to like pause for a minute and not be a crabby old man. I'm going to think this one through because I do get – when you're a junior or sophomore in college, I do get that. This one I don't get. I don't think it's all that awful. I mean, I don't think he's going to get that fat during this time. I just think it's kind of silly. I think it's silly. I don't think it's that impactful. Is it going to cause a trend? Maybe. But I'll even say in that case, it's still pretty silly. I don't think that he becomes slower because he doesn't play football next year. I don't buy those arguments. I just think this is kind of a silly thing to do. Sitting out when you're about to make $50 million, not quite so silly.
Especially if we're talking about one game.
One game.
When people, I
get it.
McCaffrey, Fournette, that's a
I get it.
That's a bowl game discussion. This is where it gets it's unique in two ways. It's unique because it's a high school kid, but also just the entire season.
Yeah. And it makes me sad because I think anyone that plays football, high school football in this state, it's a great memory. It's a lot of fun. Most of my reaction is I'm kind of sad for the guy because it's a lot of fun. It's not that big of a deal, man. It's not. I get that he could get hurt. I get it. He's going to play pickup basketball game on some Saturday and probably has a better chance of getting hurt. So I think I think more than anything else, I think it's kind of sad. I think the guy's missing out on a lot of fun this year. And it does make you wonder what the heck is going on.
Well, it's sad.
I mean, I can't help it. I can't help but wonder what's going on. Remember what I told you guys a couple weeks ago? The door is about to fly open for agents to start getting involved, even though they have no real meaning to be involved, when they start telling some freshman, sophomore, whatever they're going to be called now, 13th grader, I'm going to get you an endorsement deal, so-and-so. All of this coming together, if somebody wants to connect the dots, it looks sketchy.
One of the biggest issues for me, Jeff, is not the decision that the kid is making. It's how many people are in his corner in the name of, well, he's eventually going to do good here at Texas. And they rationalize it with, a kid doesn't play all 4 years at college. He decides to go pro and skips out on that final year of eligibility. But the difference between those two things is him skipping an entire year of football before he's planning on going to college. And you know, I almost hate to go here, but how committed is he to the college program at that point? Because how quickly does the mindset shift from having a good season or two at the college level to wanting to sit out that last year in college to focus on getting ready for the pros?
All right, now you're sounding like a crab going Lombardi on me. Settle down, Vince.
That's even more old school maybe than you. Yeah,
settle down.
That made you feel hip,
feel like
didn't
I was
it?
About to run through a wall for you, Coach. Look, I don't buy. I will say his best argument would be this. His best argument is, you know, I really think I'm going to be a pro football player. I'm going to be a running back in the NFL one day. And we all know, and I think this is true and it's documented, there is a curve. There's a curve on number of carries. There's only a certain amount of carries slash hits that makes a running back valuable. And if this guy, it's a stretch here. I'm trying to be a little bit more analytical than Lombardi here. And that is, if there is an argument to be made, I'm a running back, I have X number of carries in my life, in my shelf life. And that is true. I mean, I think we've all watched enough football. Use DeMarco Murray as the perfect example. There is a time at which you're at your peak and a time at which there's diminishing returns. You get past X number of carries, you're going to be damaged goods. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody somewhere has got some chart out. And on the Y-axis, they're saying, you know what, kid? If you reach X number of carries by your sophomore year in college, you're going to lose value. That, I think there's actually something to that. That if you say between 17 and 26, my max value is X number of carries. And if I get carried 40 times this year for Klein whatever, and then I get to college and I carry it, well, we know it's not going to happen, but I carry it 20 times a game. All of a sudden, by the time I'm 24, I'm damaged goods. I mean, there is a scientific argument for that. I think it's a little early to be doing that. So I think it's silly. And I think it's just silly and kind
of
sad.
And the other question on this, of course, is the perspective from the Texas side. Steve Sarkisian and his coaches are dealing with something that nobody's really dealt with before, and they are, you know, trying to get themselves back to blue blood status. They're certainly a blue blood brand in the sport. How they deal with this is kind of interesting because they have a commitment now where they're trying to figure out, wait, now what do we do with his decision?
Well, right. What if you see him in November and go, oh, my God, he's fat now?
Right.
Like, what? He's like smoking cigarettes and he's fat.
And apparently he talked to them. It's not like he didn't make this decision without Sark knowing.
I'll say this for the kid. What I've read, like you guys, is that he seems to be trying to think this through. I don't know that they could say this. No, I know they can't say this publicly. If I were on the Texas staff, I wouldn't be that worried about it. As long as I had felt pretty good he's going to take care of himself, in fact, I'd be pretty happy about it. If I believed, so what you want to do, kid, is you want to get faster. Cool. You're going to be at the track 5 days a week instead of getting hit. Cool.
We can give you some ideas to do that. Yeah.
Look at this link on this page.
Yeah. Right.
Stay in shape. I think I'd be great. I think coaches nowadays know there's a finite shelf life at that position. So for Sarkisian, assuming you trust this kid is dedicated to staying in shape, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think he could say that publicly. I think that would be pretty shady. And I don't think he will say it publicly.
If the kid still goes to the same high school as the senior, that does have to be weird in the hallway, doesn't it?
He's got to go to the pep rally.
In the hallway.
He's got to go to the pep rally.
The pep rally.
In his letter jacket.
The classroom, like all of that. It's got to be just a little bit weird. I mean, they'll understand. I mean, everybody does things, I guess.
I was about to make a sex joke, but I'm not going to do that. I'll let Trey do that.
Okay. He's got a question that can lead you to that at the end, probably.
Well, I'm going to just throw it back to him. Let him just say it, because he will. You know where I'm going with this. You know where it's going.
But,
he's not as cool as he was.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
That's
he's not
true.
As cool.
Not getting paid attention to.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Uh-huh. Keep it going.
Right.
Keep going.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, see?
I see where you're going.
Huh?
That is definitely a story we'll keep our eyes on.
It's interesting, but it's just, I don't know. I think it's sad. I think the guy's missing out on a lot of fun. High school football is not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that risky.
And I've also heard the argument that his high school is not thought to be a team that'll make a deep run in the playoffs.
Oh, really? Well,
and I thought,
okay.
Well, so?
Yeah. I mean, he's done by mid-November.
There's even more of a reason to have the discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
And there may be something going on behind the scenes with him and his coaches whatever.
I'm probably 2 years ahead of the curve on people starting to figure out how active agents are going to become. If this were 2 or 3 years from now, I think people would start to look around and say, hey, Texas, pull that curtain back. What's going on over there? But we're 2 or 3 years ahead of that.
Okay, so this is a perfect segue because we were just talking NIL. They passed it in the state of Texas, the name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
And things will...
You guys are hipper than me. You know the acronyms for it.
We try. Yeah. You know, we try to sound a little hipper.
Impressive.
So starting July 1st, apparently, is when this will take effect. And they are saying, we're talking with Jeff Ward here on the horn. Do it every Tuesday about this time. Check out jeffwardshow.com. They are saying that college students cannot have agents. That is what they are saying. How much do you buy that agents can be kept out of this?
Okay. You are 17. Do you just get to campus and start like cold calling people saying, can I do your ads? Who is this? My name's Jeff. I'm 17. I went to Klein High School. Hey, Academy, I really would like to do your commercials. How is this going to work then? Who's going to come hire you?
Do your parents call up?
Yeah. Yes.
Your coaches?
Your parents end up working for the agent. Yeah. Your uncle works for the agent.
So you're saying the agents will still be there? It'll
sure.
just be a behind-the-scenes
issue. Don't know. I don't know how this works any other way. I really would not like my players to spend their day, even if we're going to pretend they're student-athletes. I would not like my players spending their day cold-calling Jimmy John's to see if they can do their commercials.
What about use the relationship the university already has with advertising?
So you want the university to have somebody that says, hi, today is our advertising fair. Jimmy John's, would you like to hire Jeff? So they're going to be the broker of this deal? And when Jimmy John's says, I don't need a 17-year-old with acne that can't complete a sentence, what happens? Or no acne, I don't care.
Then you...
Who wants a 17-year-old doing their commercials?
Well, it depends on
they suck at it.
No, it depends on the 17-year-old, doesn't it? I mean,
we talk for a living, and at 17, I'm fairly certain I would not have hired me.
Right, but Trevor Lawrence at 17 is a different story.
He can't
it?
Talk now. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What about the Ocho brothers? Let's pick that.
Okay,
that
yeah, they're
family,
sharp.
Right?
Okay, they're
when
sharp.
When those two showed up,
okay.
They were...
Who knew that though? I mean, this is the dumbest. This is so. The only logic behind this is agents are going to get him. For anyone to make any money, you're going to need somebody to be brokering these deals for you. Nobody, even the Ocho brothers, sharp guys, great communicators, all that stuff. You know, they were light years ahead of the rest of us. But even in that case, Academy doesn't know to call them up and say, hey, do my commercials.
Right.
And then you say, what? Yeah, my fee is X amount. Who does that? This is going nowhere fast unless somebody is brokering the deal, and that somebody is going to be your uncle working for somebody else. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That's a whole nother world about to open up.
Yeah.
They say they're not going to let the students, you know, obviously advertise for gambling or illegal firearms.
Oh,
or
but
things
the school
like
can
that.
Have. Yeah, the school can have beer commercials everywhere.
The school could if the kid's 21. Can the kid?
When I say I only wear Adidas and you have a swoosh on your shirt, what happens?
Right. They got to figure that out, too.
Yeah.
And
then what happens? I mean, the coach gets paid X amount. The school gets paid X amount. We wear Nike. Well, your best player's not wearing Nike. I'm wearing Adidas. Deal with it. I'll go elsewhere then.
Turns into Michael Jordan with the Dream Team, Trey.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's true.
Trying to cross things
over. I mean, this is not going to be managed well. It may be so nonsensical that it never becomes an issue. I just think this thing is ripe for mismanagement. It's like the people that argue you should pay the players. That's ripe for mismanagement as well. It's not going to work the way people think.
Hey, Jeff, did Aaron Rodgers make any sense to you in his
None.
Interview with Kenny Mayne last night?
If I were Kenny Mayne, I'd go, what a way to go out. What the hell was that? What was that?
Well, he did get to tell Aaron Rodgers to F off at the end of that interview.
That was it. That's the only selling point. It was like a giant iambic pentameter.
What?
Nice.
What
usage.
Is that?
Yeah.
I like that.
What is
Talk
iambic pentameter?
Tell him, please.
Iambic
Come on.
Pentameter. That is the old, that's like a Shakespeare reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the way back to Shakespeare.
It was just blah, 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 blah. What did he say? What did he say? Here's the reigning MVP that has stirred up drama unlike anything we've seen, and we still don't know the reason for the drama.
He said
he keeps talking about personnel, but he's not worried that they drafted a quarterback, but he mentioned them drafting a quarterback three times. He's bothered by something, and that's fine. And But just say it, man. I mean, I don't know what the point of that discussion was last night. If Aaron Rodgers deep down believes that he's 37, he's still got a little bit of football left, obviously, but he doesn't think they're going to win and he wants to go somewhere else, then just go do it. But don't do an interview and sit here and it was fluff. It was total fluff. And it looked like he just got out of the shower.
Yeah, the hair was bad.
What's going on with that?
What are you doing?
I don't know. What's that?
Well, come on.
Yeah.
You're Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You're about to marry like a
Yeah, well,
actress.
Maybe that's why he can do it.
Maybe, but yeah, I didn't understand. Even Kenny Mayne tried to ask a direct question, are you seeking a trade, and he babbled his way through that.
He didn't even say, what is the end result of this? Like, he's going to get fined now next week. Starting next week, I think he starts getting fined, and it's a lot of money, but for him, maybe not. So how does this resolve itself? And, oh, by the way, what resolving what? It sounds like he wants the general manager out. Then he needs to, I understand their ownership is different than every other NFL team, then just say, I'm either going to stay and he goes, or he stays and I go. Done. Because that's what it sounds. And I don't even have that much of a problem with it. What I have a problem with is that guy with the slick back hair doing a haiku for 8 minutes and never saying anything.
It would have been a little...
I hate that stuff. I hate it.
Even weirder if it had been a haiku.
I mean, you know how it is. When you have guests that suck, you can't get them off fast enough. And I don't know how Kenny Mayne is thinking, this is how it ends for me. Yes, it's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he's famous. And yes, I'm going to drop an F-bomb. But this is the story of the year for the NFL, and no one has any idea what this man is saying.
You'd think maybe if he respected Kenny Mayne enough to do it, he would have respected Kenny Mayne enough
exactly.
to give him something.
I totally agree. I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, him feeling like, I need to get out. I mean, they completely screwed up last year. I don't have a problem with him wanting to get out and go try to win a championship before he's done. What I have a problem with is taking 10 minutes and babble aimlessly.
Yeah, especially for somebody who's just not worth being the center of attention, unless you can ask him about something that you're not allowed to ask him about, and that's him alienating his family for an ex-girlfriend 3 girlfriends
Jeez.
Ago.
Jeez.
Trey wants to know about that. Trey would want to know about that. Yeah.
You would ask him about that?
Hell yes, I would ask him about that.
I forgot. What are you most upset about?
One of the reasons
he doesn't like him, or he doesn't like his family.
He doesn't like his family because they weren't crazy about what is now an ex-girlfriend, and he actually abandoned friends as well. Oh gosh,
Olivia Munn.
That's it. Yeah, it was Olivia Munn.
The actress.
What's her story?
Olivia Munn. I don't know.
She's
apparently, she's
a smoke show who was, I guess, decided she wanted to date an NFL quarterback for a while.
You sound really angry about all this.
Well, she's an Oklahoma.
I think that
she's an Oklahoma person too. I think there's.
Well, I think that she's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Good gosh.
Being perfectly honest about it.
All right, Trey.
You want to talk about the Royals, too, while we're at it?
I'm actually going to keep it sports-related for the last question because there's one other thing that I wanted to discuss with him.
The anger. I'm angry that the guy did an interview that he said nothing. You're angry that they didn't go People Magazine on him.
That's a POS move to totally abandon your family for an ex-girlfriend.
How about that?
It just is.
Maybe
and I talked to Ryan.
Maybe they're lousy. I don't know them. Well, maybe they're terrible, too.
But I talked to Ryan O'Callaghan also, who is a former teammate of Aaron's at Cal. He's one of the first openly gay former NFL players, and Aaron distanced himself from Ryan at a certain point, just unexpectedly.
Really?
Just dropped him out of the blue. Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on behind the scenes, but people are afraid to ask Aaron Rodgers those questions, and maybe it is a little bit People Magazine line of questioning,
I hate him also.
Interesting things about Aaron Rodgers. The reason why I'm upset I'm upset right now is because somebody stole my feta cheese earlier today. They stole it straight out of the refrigerator. I was left with feta crumbs for my salad today, so I'm taking it out on the airwaves today. My last question for you this week is, what did you think of Phil Mickelson getting it done in South Carolina this weekend?
Man, I did not see that. That's a bet I would not have made. He probably bet on himself. Of course, Phil Mickelson, if he played any other sport, he would have been kicked out a long time ago for his gambling issues. That said, it's pretty cool. What's amazing is for all the guys, i.e. Tiger Woods, that allegedly take perfect care of themselves, the guy who's a little chubby who doesn't seem to take care of himself is still winning and still at the top of his game.
Yeah, and he's made some of those changes.
Yeah, I know. He did. He talked about his diet and stuff like that. I mean, it was cool. It was great for golf. It was. His swing hasn't changed. I mean, he's as flexible as he's ever been.
And that short game. I mean, you play golf enough to know the stuff he does around the green is stupid.
Which is always interesting. Why, as you age, I mean, I'd love to hear this from him. I mean, because that's just talent. I mean, that kind of touch, that kind of feel is, you can't, I don't know how much of that you can coach. But it is interesting to me why it is that you would think as people would age, their short game would be better. The concentration would be better. The nerves would be handled better. But just the opposite seems to happen. As people age in golf, they lose that part of the game. They say we don't putt as well. He flies in the face of that.
Yeah.
Guy's just a genius. You know, he's a genius, and had he played any other time except the Tiger Woods era, we would talk about him as one of the greatest player of all time.
Yeah. And now he gets one of those monikers, one of those things that not even a Tiger
has been able.
And then Tiger will get his chance when he turns 50, but the fact that to see that, that's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. It's a great storyline. I mean, I wonder how much you bet.
Yeah, well, it was such good theater, too. Such good television. Watching those people on the 18th green. And
yeah.
Following them all day. That was good
forget
stuff.
COVID.
Well, yeah, no.
No
that
mask
was,
there. They were.
You want to know if we're back? That's when you know.
It's kind of true. I interviewed some people about ACL Fest, in fact. And I asked, well, wait a minute. You made a decision 5 months ahead of time that it's 100% capacity. And they said, yeah. Yeah, they're betting that by that time. You know, there's other festivals this summer that are also going full capacity.
Yep. 100% coming back real
fast.
I
was thinking about this, though. Think of, because I asked the question, I go, let's say, is there a contingency built in? And these were two music critics, and both of them said, yeah, from what we understand is, if there was a spike in cases or something like that, then C3 Presents would rely on the city to make that statement. Who gets to come out that day and say, sorry, everybody, we're going to have 50%?
Yeah, you'll be contacted.
That person will never be elected again.
They'll be in touch with you about your ticket.
You just, because they sold out at, you know, what, a half a day or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't turn it back now, because I don't, how do you even do that lottery that says, well, we're now COVID spikes, we're back to 50%, so half of you are going to, you're out.
Yeah, that's going to be
rough.
No,
you just have to shut it down at that point. There's no way you can go 50%.
Yeah, I asked if there's contingencies, and they just, both of them said nobody wants to talk about it.
By the way, congrats to the Astros. I think tonight's their first 100% capacity night. Rangers are, I don't know if the Rangers are officially back there yet, but the Astros are going 100%.
I think the Rangers are.
Tonight. So you think, like
Dr. Phil, you think Aaron Rodgers, you think it's his fault that he's left his family? Or
when you...
When
you turn your back, when you turn your back on pretty much everybody in your life up to a certain age, family and friends alike, because there have been a lot of both, then at that point it's probably on the individual.
What about his relationship with Danica Patrick?
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, I don't know how that factors into it. I haven't heard anything bad about it.
But
Danica.
it was, I guess, now three girlfriends ago that he did this with, and he still hasn't. He's holding
a grudge, Jeff. That's
he's begrudging his family and friends like a high school girl, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
You asked. You did ask the reset.
Dr. Phil, go ahead.
Which ACL actor are you most excited about?
You know, I really like, and they ripped him, kind of. It was very upsetting. I like George Strait. I've seen George Strait a bunch of times. I think that's an interesting move. He's on Friday night.
It's a wild move, yeah.
He's on Friday night. He's not on Sunday night when the tourists are going home. I mean, he's Friday night. He's Friday night opposite of, you know who?
Billie Eilish.
No. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, is that right?
She's on the other side of the park when George Strait is playing, which is kind of brilliant. I mean, you would think two different audiences. Billie Eilish is Saturday night. Trey's favorite, Stevie Nicks, is Sunday.
Okay.
That's Kerrville Folk Festival crowd there.
How dare you?
I asked if they thought they were going to get Fleetwood Mac, and they said they thought they might.
That's not what it was.
I said, was this first call about Fleetwood Mac? And it's, she'll come, that kind of thing. And there was talk, they said, that Fleetwood Mac was trying to get back together. Of course, I think most people were wondering, did you make the call to the Stones? And the answer was, yeah, everyone calls the Stones, but it didn't work.
Sure.
But Greta Van Fleet.
You're excited about that one?
I've seen him before.
Yeah. It's a good live show.
Okay, what do you think? If you played them, here's what I asked. I go, is this, because I said, what group is on that cusp of going breakout kind of thing? Black Pumas are already almost there. They're playing at Stubbs for the next however many nights, and apparently they've sold out every show.
Breaking a record, yeah.
So I think Black Pumas are already about to elevate it. I said, what about Greta Van Fleet? And then he was like, grrr, like old music. I think, wait a minute, they're cool. That's amazing sound. It's a real rock band. We don't have real rock bands anymore. And you know what the issue is?
The issue is they sound too much like, at first, it's not two things. They first sounded too much like Zeppelin, and now they sound too much like Rush. They've switched. This last album or so, they've turned the Geddy Lee part up. And I'm like, wait a minute, fellas.
Yeah.
You got to sound like you, whatever that means.
Yeah, I like them. Have you ever seen them?
They're kids. Are they really?
They're kids. The guy, lead singer.
Oh, no, I saw him on SNL once. I did see what they look like.
He's a little tiny guy who looks like he's 16. And there's this giant voice coming out. He goes, Robert Plant on you. I just find them interesting because I'm really interested in that reaction because I think most people above the age of, 35 or 40 man, you're Zeppelin copycat, but I don't know that that's true.
It was a little too much for me. I'll say it.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of their reaction is that I think people can't get over that. It's like your entire career is cursed because you're really, really good and you're really an interesting rock band, but
for me, it's a little too much like Zeppelin and that bugs me. And then it transitioned to, I just don't like Rush. So if you sound like Rush to me, we're just not. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's what's tough.
Yeah. So I think all that said, I think your reaction to sort of what I heard from some of the critics is they're not going to get out of this space that they're in now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Which I'll go see them again. I mean, I enjoyed them, but I get you being kind of stuffy and elitist critic saying
I'm a music snob.
I can tell Trey and I
are both that way.
I can tell.
I get you. No.
You know who likes Greta Van Fleet, guys? Aaron Rodgers' family. Yeah. You know who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
That is Jeff Ward. Check out jeffwardshow.com. It's part of the Hot Pie Media Group, live each weekday now at Jeff Ward Show on Twitter. Thank you, sir.
All right, see ya.
That is Jeff Ward. We do that every Tuesday. It's nice enough to give us a little time and give us his opinions on, as you can hear, just about everything. Coming up next, how about some trades in the NFL? Julio Jones trade ideas. How about Stephon Gilmore and an idea for the Cowboys? We'll get you those coming up on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings.
Did he say cigarettes and chocolate milk?
That's it.
That's the name of the song?
That's the name of the song, Rufus Wainwright.
Okay, very cool. All right, Trey's connecting it all to food and other such things today. There's another podcast out there.
Yeah, a new episode of Books on Pod is with George Zaidan, author of Ingredients, The Strange Chemistry of What We Put In Us and On Us. He talks all about processed food, cigarettes, as is mentioned in that song, e-cigs, coffee. He talks about sunscreen and a whole lot more, discusses the good from the bad, where that point of moderation is for certain things, and also how science and scientific research does occasionally fail us through the scientific process being flawed. Check all of that out and more through booksonpod.com.
You are one of a few friends I have that have been through the journey with cigarettes. Is there anything in your life you've had to give up that's harder than that? Because I've heard it is a really difficult thing to put down.
Yes.
It is the hardest thing?
There are things that
have been harder. Okay.
Cigarettes are maybe not even in the top five.
Okay.
The hardest things off the top of my head to quit are sugar. Referring to myself in conversation, cussing.
All right.
And then also, how do I put this? Consciously mastering my own domain.
Oh,
so doing it intentionally over the span of 40 days.
Yeah, I was just talking about food and stuff. I wasn't getting into it.
Well, all those things are habitual, Chad.
See. Okay, fair enough.
We're talking about breaking habits here.
All right, that's fair. Thanks to Jeff Ward for coming in as always. We went a little long there, so we won't dig too far into this NFL trade ideas, but there is an article out there. Trey, can we let them know where the article is if they want to find it?
The article's at USA Today. We'll talk a little bit about it coming up after the top of the hour. It does include a Cowboys trade and a couple of other deals within that division.
Give me one team that's interested in Julio Jones that you're reading, that you sort of like the idea. What's a team that makes sense?
Considering how much they're trying to reload on offense right now, the New England Patriots.
I think makes sense. So we'll talk about those coming up at 2. Also, there's an idea out there for maybe a Stephon Gilmore trade, one of the best corners in the NFL. And if you're just jumping in, we have talked about name, image, and likeness today. It did pass in the Texas House and Senate and everywhere it needed to. So July 1st is that day when college athletes can benefit from name, image, and likeness.
It does still need to be signed. This bill needs to be signed by Greg Abbott, but that seems like a mere formality right now.
Governor's got to make it official, but then at that point, college students supposedly will not be able to have agents, but they will be able to benefit from name, image, and likeness. We've hit that. We've talked a little bit of bowl projections. Longhorn fans obviously not liking the idea of the Cheez-It Bowl. That would mean 3 losses, maybe 4 on the season, so we've been discussing that. Up next in Where Are We At in Society, apparently there's a college campus that's decided we don't need certain words anymore, like freshman and sophomore, and I'm hoping not the other two. We'll see what they're going to replace them with. Trey will give us that story coming right up on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
So don't delay, pack now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow, there may be a tomorrow. But if the offer shuns, you might as well be walking on the sun.
I know the song, I just don't know the version. Who's doing this?
This is Pickin' on Series is the name of the band that I'm seeing, and they do bluegrass renditions of a bunch of popular songs, including Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun, Chad.
Very cool.
And I am playing this song because of the idea of walking on the sun. Hopefully you're wearing sunscreen if you're doing that. Sunscreen is one of the subjects that I cover on the latest episode of BooksOnPod.com. The author is George Zidane. The book, Ingredients, The Strange Chemistry of What We Put In Us and On Us. We talk all about processed food, sunscreen, cigarettes, e-cigs, coffee, and more. The good, the bad, and the point of moderation for some of these things. Check it out at BooksOnPod.com.
One of our texters is theorizing that Aaron Rodgers dumped Danica Patrick because she tried to get the family back together. That's one of the theories out there.
Maybe
behind the scenes.
I could see that guy being petty enough to dump her over it.
Someone else is, a lot of folks commenting on the Jaden Blue story, which continues a lot of discussion that says, isn't Blue enrolling early? Focuses on graduating early and getting to UT. Hook 'em, and other people giving their opinions on that story.
If he doesn't play a senior season, he may not be enrolling early at UT. The Texas coaches may not want him at that point. I know that that might upset some people, but that's also a possibility right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that would work. It's again, it's uncharted territory for really everybody involved. So it'll be you assume they would keep in contact with him, and he still would be have the offer, and if he wants it, and then they work it that way, and like Jeff Ward talked about, maybe get him some workouts to do or whatever. But we've been following that story, of course. Also, name, image, and likeness is official in the state of Texas. As soon as the governor makes it absolutely official, then July 1st, players will be able to benefit from name, image, and likeness if they go to a Texas school. I'm sure it won't be complex at all. Speaking of complex, it's always a little bit complex. And where are we at in society? Here we go.
Where are we at in society today?
Holy cow, Chad. We go to Happy Valley for today's Where Are We At in Society. Where Penn State University has announced that they are removing the terms freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior in an effort to rid course descriptions and materials of gendered terms.
Gendered terms?
Gendered terms.
Oh.
Penn State's Faculty Senate voted on April 27th to approve Bill AD84 on preferred name and gender identity policy. The recommendations, which were given to the General Senate by the Senate Committee on Circular Affairs... Curricular Affairs.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad there's no... That other department did not need to exist. We don't need to have Circular Affairs.
Yeah. We're made to ensure all materials given to staff and students are inclusive. The changes will replace all pronouns and course materials and descriptions with they, them, theirs, and use non-gender terms like students and staff instead. Freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior will be replaced by first year, second year, third year, and fourth year students to move away from a, quote, typically male-centered world and rid the College of Materials with a strong male-centric binary character.
All right, I'm going to ask, I'll ask the silly question, but I guess, are we just focusing on the word freshman as being, are they, they're saying that that word specifically leads you to believe the person is male? Is that what we're saying?
Sure.
And then why get rid of the other three? If it's, what about the word sophomore, junior, and senior specifically means you're male? As I'm saying those words, I'm thinking of people in my life that are freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors of both genders. I don't understand.
If there is one that probably was okay, this is just me spitballing here because I really don't know. I don't understand the logic, and this article does not explain it much further than that. Sophomore was probably the okay one for everybody, but even junior and senior applies a sort of hierarchy that this sort of logic is looking to avoid. So junior is below the senior. The senior is the ruling class. They are the elites of the school, which in a weird way they kind of are because they've gone through 3 years of school already. They're on the verge of graduating. So maybe they do deserve a little bit more respect, but not according to Penn State, who has now removed all of these terms.
Wow. Yeah, that is baffling. It's just one of those, like, I guess we all have these people in our lives that sometimes you're not getting to the point, but sometimes you are just over-arguing the point. You're over-arguing little things, and you're missing the big stuff. This one just feels like somebody is standing in a forest, bashing their head against a tree, and missing the point.
It's putting your efforts into things that seem better suited, those energies seem better suited going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like, did we really spend time abolishing freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior to be more inclusive?
What?
Are there people at Penn State that didn't feel inclusive up to this point?
Like, you got overly sensitive about being called a freshman or a sophomore? What? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
And are juniors that upset because they are lower on the hierarchy than seniors are? They should be upset. They should be inspired to become seniors.
And I know this is a detail that might not get brought up by everybody, but you also happen to be a university where, for years, one of the most horrific crimes that human beings can commit was going on your campus. And a lot of people missed it. A lot of people didn't pay attention. So I'm not saying you have to carry that burden the rest of your existence. What I'm saying is you're not really paying attention to the details here. And maybe if somebody paid attention to the details back in the 70s, maybe Penn State would be known for different things today.
Well, we do know how Penn State enabled Jerry Sandusky by refusing to stop the evil that he was committing on Penn State's campus. So perhaps that was, we're looking at it as a pedophile thing, and Penn State being accommodating to pedophiles. Maybe they were just anti-ageism, and they were trying to tell themselves and everybody else that age really doesn't matter, even when it comes down to these things.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are the kind of things you wanted to catch back in the 70s and 80s. But this kind of thing, I don't quite know if that is a big deal. That feels like a lot of wasted time. It feels like there's a lot of wasted time on labeling and what you call stuff and what you don't. And we're not talking about sort of the real thing. Like, just figure out how people can be nicer to each other at Penn State.
Even though it's in Happy Valley, nobody's going to argue that Penn State is the happiest place on earth. People would say that about Disneyland, though, Chad. And the reason why I'm bringing Disneyland up is because they just announced a sandwich. And let's see if you would consume this sandwich.
Okay.
It immediately becomes one of the world's most expensive sandwiches.
All right.
$100.
Oh, my God.
For this sandwich. Now, in fairness to Disneyland, I guess, and this is the California version, not Disney World in Florida.
Okay.
The sandwich is going to launch on June 4th, and they're saying that the sandwich is meant to be eaten by more than one person.
Well, it's a family sandwich.
The Marvel Land's Pym Test Kitchen, which I now know is from Ant-Man.
There you go.
requires the meal to the sandwich to look giant, because I guess it's served in some Ant-Man portion of this park. So the sandwich is supposed to look much bigger than the human. The humans are supposed to be like the ants here.
Okay.
The sandwich comes with salami, rosemary ham, provolone, and a sun-dried tomato spread on toasted focaccia, and can feed up to 8 people.
There are a few words in there that are trying to justify the $100 price tag. I like those. Certain words, we all know what they were. I won't go back over them, but I did enjoy that. Okay, so $100 and me and my family are going to be eating this sandwich.
Yes.
Wow.
In Ant-Man land.
Yeah, I don't care that much. I don't think I could be the one to buy a $100 sandwich, even if I'm sharing it with three other people. That means we're each paying essentially $25 for a sandwich four times. No.
People from Alabama are more likely to pay $100 for a sandwich at Disney World or Disneyland than they are to do yoga, but they now have the opportunity to do yoga in public schools, as we talked about last week, Chad. Uh-huh. But we found out some details about the law that the Alabama legislature passed in allowing yoga to be done in public schools.
You're saying we have Bama yoga restrictions?
Bama yoga restrictions.
All right.
Overturning a law from 1993 that was worried about non-Christian values leading into Alabama public schools.
Oh, my God.
Things like spelling and math.
Are people learning religion while doing yoga? The kind of yoga I do does not have any religion in it.
Well, that was the thought back in the early to mid-1990s law was initially created. But even though Alabama students can now do yoga in public schools, they're apparently not allowed to say namaste when they do their yoga.
Oh, no. I thought namaste was like a calming word.
It is a calming word. But according to this bill, chanting, mantras, mudras, use of mandalas, I don't even know if these are correct pronunciations, induction of hypnotic states, guided imagery, and namaste greeting shall be expressly prohibited.
Now, are they going to prohibit the two most fight-inducing phrases in the state of Alabama? Will you allow at the end of your yoga session, and a Roll Tide to you, and a War Eagle to you? Will you allow that? Are we going to have specific Alabama and Auburn yoga sessions? Because otherwise you might create a fight. People are going to get really upset.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. And
you
by the way, for,
any, namaste
yeah, for
in
anybody
Alabama.
Wondering, namaste just means I bow to you.
Oh, I see. We don't want that. We don't want bowing.
Sanskrit for I bow to you. That's
I bow to you. Roll Tide, War Eagle, Downward Dog. Now allowed in, this is a high school level, right? Public schools in Alabama?
Yeah, I'm guessing cat-cow is going to be a popular one in Alabama.
Oh, man, can you imagine the kind of people that are going to be teaching yoga in Alabama?
No, I can't.
Alabama, those are called yogis, right? Is that what it calls when you're a yoga teacher, yoga instructor? Yeah, the Alabama yogi. Now, that's the kind of meeting I want to be a part of. I just want to hear what they're discussing. And then I also like the idea. I'm sad that namaste is going, because namaste in a deep southern accent, that feels like it would be calming.
Namaste.
And a namaste to you. Let's go get some chicken on a stick. Let's do it. All right. So whether you're having get your yoga in Alabama or Texas or wherever, please make sure you're doing it properly. And if they don't want you to say namaste, you may need to get that out of there, because apparently everybody's way, way, way too sensitive. And congratulations to your child if they are a freshman at, Texas or Texas A&M or Baylor. But if they're at Penn State, what are they, a first-year student?
I assume Penn State students are going to treat that like we do Town Lake. Like, some may call it Lady Bird Lake, but we're still calling ourselves freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Like, I hope so. Like, my issue with Dazed and Confused, the hazing part, wasn't the labeling necessarily. Yeah, they may have talked about seniors and juniors and freshmen, but you could have called them anything. They were still, Ben Affleck was still going to swing that paddle, and what's her name was still going to be that annoying. What was that? Parker Posey,
yeah.
She was still going to be that girl. You could call it whatever you want. You need to address the hazing and address the cruelty, not the labeling.
And those things have been addressed, by the way, in the last 20 to 30 to 40 years.
Just continue to get people to be nice to each other. That might be an idea. All right, coming up, we'll try to be as nice as we can in the 2 o'clock hour. Name, image, and likeness discussions, College Bowl projections. Plus, Trey's got 8 different NFL trade ideas, including one for Julio Jones. Where could he end up? A Cowboys idea, and to keep it in the division, an idea for the Giants and a trade. Stay with us. We'll go over that. It is Tuesday. This is The Horn.